From the newsroom, I'm Peter Killeen. Fortuna police called out late last week to a residence on the 3300 block of Kenmar Road, where there was a report of a domestic dispute during which a man threatened to shoot a woman's vehicle. When officers arrived, they learned the subjects involved had left and were staying at a local motel in Fortuna. Officers went there and found the female victim and Brett Mertens of Fortuna. During the course of the investigation, they searched the motel room that Mertens and the victim were sharing, as well as a vehicle associated with them. As a result of the search, they found about 6 ounces of suspected heroin, 7 grams of methamphetamine, various prescription medications, digital scales, packaging materials, several live .45 caliber rounds of ammunition and a .45 caliber handgun, and about $1,600 in cash. An arson investigation underway after a fire on the 100 block of Apple Lane in Redway. It was reported that a vehicle had been set on fire. Garberville and Redway Fire responding. They were able to suppress the fire. Deputies responded to investigate. Once on the scene, they determined 3 vehicles and a residential structure had been burned. Due to suppression efforts, the residents sustained just minor damage. No one was hurt. They also determined that the fire may have been intentionally set, and they notified the arson task force. CHP located a suspicious vehicle in the area immediately after receiving a call. Officers stopped the vehicle, attempted to make inquiry of the 2 occupants. However, after being detained for several minutes, 1 passenger exited the vehicle, and then the driver fled. The passenger was detained on scene and denied any involvement in the arson. He and the driver still persons of interest in the case. There's a new visitation center in Eureka that allows foster children to spend more time with family. The Multifamily Visitation Center is located at the Jefferson Community Center. It's run by the Humboldt County Department of Health and Human Services Child Welfare Services Division. It provides an area for multiple eligible families to have supervised visitations at the same time. DHHS Director Connie Beck saying she hopes more community-based family visitation centers can be operated throughout the county. The 37th annual Arcata Lantern Floating Ceremony will take place on Saturday, August 10th. The City of Arcata's Nuclear Free Zone Committee started the ceremony to commemorate the U.S. atomic bombings of Hiroshima and Nagasaki in 1945 and to affirm Arcata's designation to the cause of peace. There will be a lantern-making station set up at the Arcata Plaza Farmers Market from 9 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. that day. Later that evening, the ceremony will take place at Klop Lake in the Arcata Marsh and Wildlife Sanctuary from 7:30 to 10 p.m. With news, I'm Peter Killeen.